Welcome back to our Faith Builder podcast, and happy Easter. Congratulations, you made it through another 40-plus days of fasting, offering up, and sacrifice. Time to dive headfirst into that Easter basket of candy, go back on social media, become TV couch jockeys again, and put all that giving up stuff out of our minds until the next Lenten season. Well, yes and no. Let's look at the reason why we did all of this in the first place. If you listened to previous Lenten podcasts, you would have heard that the word Lent comes from the old English word Lenten, which means spring. We know spring is a time when new life forms. You see new buds showing up on plants and trees. Annual flowers start poking through the ground. Birds building nests and a multitude of baby animals being born. Our Lenten time was a time to prepare for our new life. When you think of the process of new life occurring, there has to be a time of preparation, work, struggles, and the end of one thing for something new to begin. The life cycle of a butterfly is a perfect example of this. Caterpillars start off as eggs, and from the moment they hatch, spend their short life preparing for their transformation. They spend a few weeks doing nothing but eating. That doesn't sound like a bad gig so far. But that's the easy part. Once a caterpillar reaches full size, this is when the work begins. In order to form the chrysalis, they need to start shedding their outer layer, which will harden around them. Once this is complete, they start their period of struggle and death. What once made them caterpillars actually breaks down and dies with only the life-sustaining cells left. Once they have literally died unto themselves, only then does this incredible change occur, and with some struggle, they break free of their shell and emerge a beautiful new creation. During the season of Lent, we are asked to give up something. Some people chose to give up sweets, snacking in between meals, TV, or social media time as a sacrifice. But when we do that, we are called to replace those cravings and desires with something else. When you are tempted for that piece of chocolate, you could instead stop and think of those who don't have the means to enjoy treats and pray for those people. You could read a short reflection or just simply talk to God and take that few moments to start rebuilding that relationship. It's also not just the material things that we're called to fast from, but also from all the bad habits that separate us from Christ. By fasting from those habits, we are conditioning ourselves to not return to them and replace them with something good. Do you have a habit of gossiping or talking down about someone? Instead, stop and pray for that person, or maybe do something nice for them. Lent is our time to prepare, work, struggle, and end our habits. We are called to die unto ourselves. By doing this, the process of a new life is forming in us. Look at what Jesus did for us. He allowed himself to be arrested, beaten, tortured, and crucified, all for the purpose of paying the debt of our sins. But then he brought new life and new hope. Because of his suffering and death, the gates of heaven were opened for all of us to enter. We should never let his suffering be taken in vain. And don't let the effort of what you accomplish during Lent to be in vain as well. Of course, it's okay to start eating sweets or watching TV again, but don't forget about what those sacrifices meant. Let each Lent be a step in your faith journey that leads you closer to Christ and ultimately heaven. Let each Easter be your time to emerge from your shell, spread your wings, and experience the joy of a new life. And as always, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.